Oh my God. We're just now recording. We're playing Thins and Fats. We missed some stuff. It's okay.
Oh.
Oh, so no. The question was, how old are you? And based on your age, you have to say, take a certain number of drinks. Now, if you're age 1 to 15, you take 3 drinks, which is the most. Which means that, Val, you designed these cards so that ages 1 to 15 are the most drunk.
That's legit.
That's correct.
If you're age 30 plus, it's 2 drinks.
Mm-hmm.
16 to 29 is 0 drinks. So, Val, how many drinks are you taking?
I'm taking 0.
Right. I'm taking 2.
2.
I've got Val, Scott, and Cassie with me on the microphones at the moment.
What happened?
We're playing Thins and Fats. There? I forgot to push a button.
Oh, okay.
Val made some cards for Thins and Fats, a game invented earlier this year, with a nice picture of Pee-wee Herman to represent Thins and John Goodman to represent Fats, and also a fat cat with money, which I guess is Fats. He's a Fats. Okay. This is feels like a Nicanor question.
And probably.
How many basset hounds do you have? I'll put it aside. We'll wait for him to show up. Oh, shit. How many sisters do you have?
One.
One for Scott.
One for me.
One for Cassie.
I have 2.
And I have 1. 0 equals no drinks. 1 or 2 equals 1 drink. 3 or more equals 2, so we all need 1. Jizz. Okay.
Jizz.
This is a great game. Should I interfile these with my cards?
Yeah.
Think? Okay. Where did I put
They're
those?
Here.
Did you make these? Oh, good.
There are some Thins and Fats on these cards, too. It's hard to interfile. I'll just alternate. Okay. Imagine you are in the candy aisle and you have to pick 1 candy. So everyone imagine the candy that you would select. I would pick Twix. Val?
Snickers.
Cassie?
Jelly Ranches.
Mm.
Rollos.
Rollos. Wow. Okay. If your candy is not chocolate based.
Uh-oh.
3 drinks. If your candy is chocolate-based but is not Twix, 2 drinks. And if your candy is Twix, 1 drink.
I smell a rig.
I also
this is
like
the most
Twix.
Rigged game ever. Okay.
What was I thinking?
How many cats do you have? Does everyone have 0 cats here?
That's unfortunate.
That's 3 drinks. So, Val, what I'm learning from this card is you feel like people should have cats.
That's correct.
And in fact, let me see here. 3 plus cats is how you get to 0 drinks. You have to have 3 or more. Actually, you have to have 4 in order to get 0 drinks.
Do you have 4 cats? No.
I wish.
Now, this is based on Val's ideal lifestyle, not her actual. Let's see. Okay. Everyone put their fingernails on the table. 1 hand out. Whoever has the shortest fingernails takes 2 drinks. I think that's me.
That's you.
Whoever has the longest takes 3.
Mm.
That's a pretty close Val Cassie contest. You know what? You guys can both take 3. And everyone else takes 1. Congratulations, Scott.
This game's going really well for me.
The trick is to make your own cards.
Remember that next time.
Yeah, next time you play this game. Let's see.
If your name has 4 letters and starts with K.
1 million drinks. How many beers have you finished so far? If it's more than 1, take 1 drink. If it's 1 beer, take 2. If it's none, take 3. I've had like 5.
I haven't touched any beer yet today.
I've had 2 champagnes. And he's drinking air. Does that count?
Wow. What the fuck? What's your zodiac sign? This is the most rigged-est one ever.
Taurus.
Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer take zero.
Fuck those
bots. Leo,
Libra,
Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio take one. That's me. Sagittarius, Capricorn, and Aquarius and Pisces take two.
It's the age of Aquarius.
We're Librans. We're okay. Kind of.
Ooh, this is one of my favorites. Think about this question in your mind. Do you think you could get access to steroids in the next 24 hours? Val?
No. Maybe like a year ago, yes, but currently no.
What happened?
I just don't know that person anymore.
Rocky? What's his name?
I don't know.
Can you share his first name? I just think it'd be fun.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
No?
No.
Andy?
Andy. It's Andy.
His name is Andy. Cassie, do you think you could get steroids in 24 hours?
Same answer as Val.
You also don't know Andy anymore. So Andy was the steroid guy in Greeley is what I'm learning. Yeah. Scott?
God bless Chinese eBay.
So yes. I think I could do it in 24 hours. So here are the answers. Yes equals two drinks. No equals three. I could do it in 1 hour equals one. So it's all accordingly.
What was no?
No was three.
Three. Oh.
No was the worst, Val. Ooh. Amount of change in your pocket. This is very specific.
I have zero.
Ooh, I have some.
Lip balm.
I have 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. 0 to 33 is zero drink. What the fuck? So change is bad. 34 to 76 cents is one, and 77 or more equals two.
The implication is God you can afford it. To go out and buy more.
Am I the only one who had to drink as a result
of
that?
Change?
That's upsetting. I don't actually know. I was very surprised. I thought I was like, I'm screwed. And then I thought, oh, wait, I'm golden. I have change. This is amazing. Let's see. Okay. This is about height. 5 feet, 10 inches. How tall are you, Val?
I thought I was 5'4", but I'm actually 5'5". My doctor confirmed.
That's a relief.
Cassie?
I know.
I am 5'6", and six? Change.
Okay. Scott?
5'10".
Ooh, 5'10".
No, you're not.
I am also 5'10".
You're shorter than Peter.
Are you? Should Fine. We do back to back?
Yes, yes.
Let's back to back.
Settle this.
All right. You guys have to narrate this.
All right. They're standing up, both wearing shoes, standing back to back.
Oh, actually, it's pretty close.
It Scott's. Looks pretty equal.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, yeah.
I think our butts
Wait,
touched.
You told me you were 5'11".
Did you He's like, I can feel Scott's butt and his shoulders.
Did you have a moon landing?
Yes.
No, those were his hands.
Oh.
It was all wow. my hands. Okay. I lost the card. Okay. If you are below 5'10", take one drink. If you are right about 5'10", take two. If you say you are above, but group consensus that you're below, take three.
You told me you were 5'11".
I told you a lot of other lies, too.
And you're drinking air.
Ooh, eye color.
Oh.
I feel like I did the same one, but this is Val's. Here we go. If your eye... Okay, what color are your eyes, Val?
They're green.
Green? Wow. Exotic. Cassie?
Like a brownie?
Brownie.
Hazely? Like a dirty dishwater?
Okay.
I don't think that means garbage. What you think it means.
Swamp?
Swamp, okay.
You're
there
comparing
we go.
It to all sewage, your average toilet. Like, these are the worst things.
If you haven't cleaned it in 6 months.
That's what it says on my driver's license.
Swamp?
Swamp.
Swamp.
Swamp eyes.
Scott?
Blue.
Blue. And mine are hazel.
Zero drinks. Woohoo!
Fuck you guys, hazel. They are.
We call that swamp where I come from.
I think they're golden.
Golden. That's a good answer. I'll take it.
It's a sign of a medical condition right there.
Brown. Oh, wait. Okay. Green is one drink. Val, that's your color. Blue is zero. And brown or other is two. Val, you're the worst. Okay. This one's boring. I'm going to skip to a different one. Ooh, okay. Think about the last concert you went to, the band you saw, and their biggest radio hit. Everyone think about it. I'm trying to think of the last concert I went to. Okay.
Does Twinkle Babies count?
As a concert? Does a baby story time with a library count as a concert?
Was there a mosh pit?
Yeah, it was pretty rocking.
Okay.
How many babies had tattoos and wristbands?
A lot.
I don't understand what I wrote here, to be honest.
I don't understand either.
Okay, if their biggest radio hit was Never, You Take One Drink, I would say Twinkle Babies qualifies. If their biggest radio hit was More Than 10 Years Ago, You Take Two Drinks. If their biggest radio hit was Less Than 10 Years Ago, You Take Three. I'm going to have to take two.
Well, I need some guidance, I think.
Tell us what the concert was.
I went to the National, but I know they've had a lot of songs on TV, in TV shows, but I can't
really... Go ahead
and
take three.
All right.
As much as I hate to admit it, Vanilla Ice, Spring Break 2000.
You went to that show?
That was the last time?
That's pretty great.
Stop. Collaborate and listen.
That's great.
How was it?
It was after his, cleaned up good boy stage, and this was the covered in tattoos.
Wow.
That's where
Rob
the audience...
Van Winkle stage.
Yeah.
When
many profanities we can fit into one sentence, lyrical wonders.
Now, did he do Ice Ice Baby?
He did. It wasn't his opening, he got to it eventually. It just wasn't the same without the preppy look and the haircut.
Did he do Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go?
I don't remember that one, but it was very possible.
Excellent. How old were you this time? You were a young boy, right?
Turned 37 last month.
All right. Last time you rode a bike?
Mine was Saturday.
Damn it, Val.
Saturday of last.
What's today? Saturday.
Saturday. So,
0 is 0 to 7 days. That's convenient. One drink is 8 to 14 days, and two is more than that. Well, okay, we're all two.
2 years.
It's been like
at least.
I'm not a child, so. Okay. Star Trek. Think about your favorite iteration of Star Trek. Val, what's your favorite?
Last Frontier.
Okay. There's a category for you, don't worry. Cassie?
Voyager?
Okay.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Scott?
Last Voyager.
I think I'd have to go with Voyager also.
There's no Last Voyager. Okay. Next Generation, take one drink. Any of the movies, take two drinks. If this is the first time you're hearing that there are different Star Treks, Val, take three drinks. Last Voyager. What was the first one you said?
Final Frontier.
Last Starfighter.
Isn't it space? The Last
Final Frontier.
That's just a line from the opening.
These are the
Voyagers. Like something, though.
Okay. Sure.
Captain's Log. Brown and
something.
Sticky.
That's payback.
You're running out of cards faster than me.
Any more nerd questions? Because
this
I can
do
those. Do
you wear glasses? That's a nerd question.
Is that a question?
Do you wear glasses? Only one person here wearing glasses is Scott. So 0 equals yes.
What
sometimes equals one. No equals two. So I'm a one.
I'm also a one.
Score!
Trying to make me blind.
Some nerdy ones. Let's see. Helicopters, are those nerdy? Guitars, motorcycles, dogs.
If you're building it,
dogs. You guys have dogs. Okay, dogs. Think how many dogs you have.
I gotta think about that for a while.
You know what? This is a difficult thing for me.
Calculator, pencil and paper, please. Somebody.
I don't appreciate the mocking. I have one dog. That equals one drink. I have zero dogs. That equals two. I have greater than one. That equals three. But bonus, if a player owned a dog that passed away in the last year, all drink plus one in its memory.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So I have zero. So let's see. That's two. Also you guys have zero. Like 40?
40 dogs, yes. Give or take.
Nerdy ones. Ooh, okay, this is a fun one. Does everybody have their phone with them?
In the other room.
No.
I thought it was against the rules.
Flip get phone. Out your phone.
Flip phone.
Oh, wow.
Should I go get it? Oh, I just got rid of my flip phone. I love flip phones. I think they're the best.
You've had a razor until like...
Yeah,
you got a
razor.
A new...
Is that a razor?
Val, no one has a razor.
Verizon, Samsung.
Val got a razor like 2 years ago and was like, aww. I'm hip.
It was great. I love my flip phone.
Yeah, I know
I'm
you did.
My phone.
Get out your cell phone and pull up the last picture you took. So let's see. I'm going to pull up this phone. I have a missed call from you.
He's trying to get your address.
How did you find this place?
Nicanor.
What are we looking at?
The last picture that you took.
What if it's embarrassing?
Well.
Tough shit.
Here's how it works. The best picture, as decided by the drunkest player, equals one. The worst picture, as decided by the drunkest player, equals two. And all of those equal three. Who's the drunkest player?
Me.
Me.
Me? Does everyone agree that it's me?
Okay. For now.
What's yours, Scott? Let's see your picture. Am I the drunkest?
My picture is of a pink notebook.
Okay, that's pretty bad. Icebreaker sours. What is that?
It's the last one I took.
This is a better one. A logo that Matt... Oh,
this is a
adorable.
Kitty I saw at the pound. He needs a home. His name's Mocha.
Val, I'm making you drink for that.
He was so sweet. He
I feel like you're taking advantage. Why are you at the pound? You have no business at the pound.
I was supposed to go to Office Depot to get supplies for work, but then I went to see the kitties
okay.
instead.
I knew I should have taken out left turn at Albuquerque.
I took a lot of pictures of him. Like
you
seven.
Took pictures of cats instead of going to Office Depot?
I'll show you something
that's
else.
Great job.
A turkey that hangs out outside my office. He's a
that's
turkey.
Not true. Let me see.
Yes. Thanksgiving coming
he's
up,
a
no
turkey.
Less.
He's right behind that car.
Can we just kill him for Thanksgiving?
No.
He doesn't know what's
he's
bad
the
at
office
him.
Turkey.
Where does he live?
I don't know. I see him outside of work all the time. He likes to stand in front of the door.
Val, I'd like you to take
he
two
can
drinks.
See his reflection, and I think he thinks it's another turkey. It's cute.
There's a rumble in the parking lot.
Two drinks for Val and none for everyone
that's
else.
That's another yay. Kitty.
That's in a basket.
That's Stanley.
That's not a pound kitty. That's no, just a kitty you know.
That's a kitty I know.
Stanley. That's
how
your
many drinks
parents'
do you
cat.
Take?
Two.
Not a name I would associate
all of
with
these
cats.
Pictures are of cats.
Stanley?
And Stanley jumped in my
what
lap
percentage,
and curled up into a ball.
What percent of your pictures in your phone are of cats?
All of them. Even fake cats.
That's a ceramic cat.
That's Elaine.
And it has a name. Elaine.
She's like, she's got a ceramic
don't tell
face,
me her personality.
But she has fur all over.
I saw it. I know. I guess it's a radio, so they need to know. But I'm just saying... Val, you need to take two, and let's move on. Okay. Let's see, other nerdy ones. Ooh, how old is your car?
Oh, shit.
I drive a 2000.
Also 2000.
Ooh.
2006.
Ooh.
96.
What kind of car do you drive?
Tell him.
Don't tell him.
Tell him.
Do tell him.
I have
tell
a
them.
Purple Ford
that's
Contour.
Right.
Really?
Purple.
Really? It gets all the chicks.
They made it in purple. Why?
Because my parents bought it probably because it was cheap, and then they were too scared that I would continue driving my former car, so they told me I was taking it whether I liked it or not.
Can we discuss quickly the cars owned by your household? Purple Ford Contour. What else?
Well, at the time I graduated and moved out, I was driving a Ford Lynx station wagon. That was another. Lynx? That was it was a Lynx.
Never even heard of that.
I mean, there's Jaguar. That's up there. Lynx, not so much. It's kind of
low, not as good of an animal.
No, not really.
Okay.
Then my sister had a Tracer, and my parents. What were they driving at that time? I don't even remember.
What kind of decision making process went into the cars at your home?
Pretty much cheap. This. What has the lowest value behind the dollar sign?
Show us to your cheapest car, please. We'll take five. Yep.
They have a Kia right now. They're well known for their high-priced quality.
Yeah.
Shh.
Luxury.
Christina has a Kia.
Okay.
Christina will never listen to this.
If your car is from 2013 to 2009, take three drinks. If it's 2008 to 2002, take two. If it's 2001 or older, take one. Are we all
beat
in the one?
Beat it by five.
We're all easily in the one.
Do you need a beverage? Do you like me to get you a beverage?
I'm not letting you escape.
Escape?
I'd have a beverage.
You didn't
have
all right, is everyone running low? Should we take a brief break?
I think so.
It's been 20 minutes.
Do you want to do the TLC card? Or
TLC card?
Are we gonna
is that in your deck?
Later? Yeah.
We could do that. Hang on. There's no TLC card.
Oh, man.
I think I might have one.
Do you think I left it?
Is it about your favorite TLC song or something?
Yeah.
Is it Scrubs or...
Do you know the answer?
Well, there were multiple answers.
What's the question?
What's your favorite TLC song?
Okay. Favorite TLC song? Mine is Red Light Special.
It's an interesting choice.
Thanks for laughing. Cassie?
I don't know that I could choose. I don't... They're all really good.
My favorite is Waterfalls just because of... yesterday.
I just watched the VH1 movie.
Behind the Music?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where she had sickle cell anemia?
No, it wasn't really Behind the Music. It was like an actual movie with actors and they recreated. Yeah.
Who played Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
She's a rapper. I want to say her name's like Cupcake, but that's wrong.
That sounds real made up by a white.
It's hard to get cred on the street with a name
there
like Cupcake.
There was nobody famous in it, but it was really good.
I accept that.
Anyway, when she wrote that song, she had just gotten out of because she tried to burn that guy's house down.
Andre Rison.
Oh.
She threw all his shoes. He was like a football player.
Into the bathtub, right?
Yes.
Well, listen.
She put all his shit in a bathtub and lit it on fire and burned his house down.
It wasn't her fault because...
Okay. Go on.
They had replaced the bathtub.
She had done it before, and it did not burn the house down. And then they replaced the bathtub with like a flammable
acrylic
material, and then it burned the house down.
So she had every
So she did not think it would burn the house down.
So to be fair to her, she thought she could burn all of his possessions without ruining his house. I saw a rainbow yesterday.
Anyway, she wrote that right after she got out.
That little rap breakdown?
Because she saw a rainbow.
Yesterday. Okay.
Through the spray from the fire trucks. Maybe.
I'm going to stay with Red Light Special. But Waterfalls has that good breakdown. Favorite TLC songs, guys?
Scrubs,
yeah.
I despise the inanity, really. And Scrubs would probably be my least favorite.
No.
Because the line, just Scrubs. Don't want no Scrubs. It's like, who are you singing this to? You're singing this to the people you don't want to be your scrubs, you don't want to hang around you? Who's the target audience here?
That's a good point.
It's like, You're So Vain by, was it Carly Simon? You think this song is about you, don't you? Well, who the hell else would it be about? I mean, let's get realistic here.
It is, kind of, right?
Keep your day job.
TLC. The parts are, okay. So what are your answers?
Vanilla Ice is where it's at.
Mine's so Creep, and I think they're wonderful.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
How does that go?
I don't want to sing it.
God damn it, Val.
Would you play it?
Shoop. Is that Creep?
No, that's Salt and Pepper.
Oh, that's Shoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could play it. Okay. Nice. We'll play some Creep. We'll be right back.
Peace out.